My dad doctors don't lie. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. It's 6 minutes past noon.
And now, KSCO presents Dr. Bill Wattenberg. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wattenberg today, give us a telephone call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
Yes, indeed. Here we go. KSCO presents. I'm Bill Wattenberg, your host the next 2 hours, and this is your talk radio. When you pick up the telephone and dial the magic number into the KSCO switchboard, 831-479-1080. Come in here and load up the switchboard early for a change instead of waiting to the second hour, and then we can't get more than half of you on. And as always, anytime I'm on the air, anything you think is important for the folks listening to this great station is very appropriate, particularly if you have a solution to a problem instead of just whining about it. And believe me, there are a lot of them out there. Well, I'll open up with something I find both a curiosity and kind of a continuing problem, if you consider minor irritations and itches to be a problem. I just reviewed an extensive email correspondence between Michael Zwirling, the owner of KSCO, and a particularly unhappy listener named Mr. Dale Ruff. Ruff, if you read or listen to what I'm going to tell you. And he, well, bottom line is, he started a petition of all things. Gee, makes me shiver out of fear. On moveon.org. I guess they have a petition mechanism called signon.org that you want to take a look at. And he wants folks to join in and demand that KSCO take Russ Limbaugh off their radio station. Well, I read all the correspondence here. And in fact, I remember the controversy and the dialogue of a few weeks ago. And when we started adding up, taking count of people and their opinions, it was like 1 out of 10 who were demanding that, hey, be taken off the air for what he said that was offensive. The rest of the 10, I'd say the majority of the rest of the 10 said, we don't like what he said. He did apologize, whether you believe it or not. But nevertheless, they weren't at all willing to say that someone should be denied their freedom of speech or the ability to say as they please, as long as there's an open dialogue and those who disagree have a chance to comment, refute what's said, or counteract it. Well, reading the emails between MZ, Michael Zwirling, and this fellow Duff, or Ruff, excuse me, Ruff, I got to remember Ruff. Listen to him growl here. Reading this, what, almost 10 pages of emails. First of all, I can't believe that anybody can have the patience that MZ has had in responding to this guy. Look, you can read the first two sentences that he says. You know where he's going. He's never going to be moved from his position. Why bother? That's how I always dealt with him over the years. But I guess Limbaugh, at the end of his program, I happened to catch there as I was dialing in here to do this one. He sort of said the same thing. If you ask most who consider themselves conservative, they hear something on the radio or someplace they don't like, they just turn it off and go to another channel. If you ask the liberals, they demand that the radio station fire the guy that said it. Eh? You know, well, you see, their free speech extends almost universally to defending a pedophile who's poking his finger in the soft spot of a baby's head in a public park. That's free speech to them. But if they hear something they don't like, that's evil. The guy's got to be criminal. He's got to be thrown off the air. Will you tell me what you think? But going through these emails here, here's what Zwirling offered to do. He offered to have this guy on the air at a time of his choice, or he could record a guest commentary that would be played on KSCO, or he could appear on a special program here on the station, What's Left, following this one, 2 p.m. every day, where people from all persuasions and political angles are allowed to participate. Look, I've been amazed. Far more airtime given to others to rebut what goes on the air than any big station I ever worked on. I mean, sure, you can hear callers calling in on the program, but they were never offered a whole program. They were never offered to write their own commentary and record it and have it aired. And yet this guy just goes on and on and on. He's so incensed that he's going to have a petition. Well, fine. Well, you'll find all of the protestations of Mr. Dale, ruff, ruff, barking on Move On. You'll find all these posted, I guess. MZ told me that he was going to post the full dialogue, his attempts to communicate with Mr. Ruff Ruff, and his petition. Hey, you better take a look at it. But again, I've learned you take a poll of the folks out there and see where they are. As I said, it was done. So this guy's rounded up what appears to be 1,200 or so signing his petition in all of the Santa Cruz Monterey area. That's 1,200 out of about 120,000 typically listen to this program over quarter hours in a day, one out of 100. And fair sample. Except something else I found out a long time ago in doing talk radio. Those who sign these petitions also are really, really very industrious. When you start tracking some of them down, out of the 1,200, you find about 600 duplicates. Because anybody can join in, call themselves Julie one time, and Harry the next, and Jane the next time, and Gino the next time, and Laura the next time. And so what do you make out of it? All I make out of it is the lines are open right now on this radio station for you to call, you to say anything you want. And if you don't use the opportunity to rebut another voice that you hear, I don't think you've got much of a claim for screaming and complaining, okay? And certainly, MZ was willing to go a lot farther. He was going to give the guy all the airtime he wanted on a two-hour program. Or, I'll say again, record his own commentary and have it played on the air. But MZ was not willing to do what the majority of people and listeners of this station made very clear, as far as I'm concerned, when I polled them. They didn't want to see someone taken off the air for using his right to free speech, no matter how offensive it might be, so long as it could be countered, as long as opposing opinions could be expressed, as long as he could be criticized, he or she, makes no difference. And I think that's the rule we need to go by. And frankly, I'll say again, the guy that owns this radio station, he has infinite patience with just raw, determined malcontents, as far as I'm concerned. Because, hey, Mr. Ruff Ruff, your bark doesn't impress me at all, okay? Let's see who we have coming up here. Oh, a few lines starting to buzz here. But again, your number into this great radio station, 831-479-1080. Load it up here, and let's go to work. All right, here's Mary Lou in Santa Cruz. You're on KSCO 1080, Mary Lou.
Hi, Dr. Bill. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you. I wanted to
say that I really think we've given this guy enough time. This is very boring. He's clearly not in favor of freedom of speech unless it's what he wants to hear. And if that's what he wants, then he should just turn it off and listen to, wait for an hour and listen to the guys that come on after you, because I turn them off all the time.
Well, sure, and that's your prerogative. That's your right. And that's the way I look at it. As I said, I can't understand the patience that MZ has had to communicate with this jerk. And he is a jerk, in my opinion. Listen to his attitude. It's holier than thou. And it's so typical of what I've heard for so many years of those who call themselves liberal, you see, when they're criticizing subversives, as they see everyone's subversive that doesn't agree with them. But they'll defend anything they like that feels good. But as soon as they hear something they don't like, it's evil.
Right. Now, I know you probably want to keep talking about this, but I do have a question about something else.
I would love any other topic, believe me. What is it?
Okay. I have been curious. I haven't heard anything on the radio about what has happened to the debris from the nuclear accident in Japan.
You mean? Well, the debris is from the tsunami. There's really nothing from the Fukushima plant. Very little from the Fukushima plant floating over here. But there's probably hundreds of thousands of tons of debris, building lumber, plastic, toys, you know, precious artifacts from people's homes, what have you, floating our way. And so far I haven't heard of a lot of it hitting, but it's expected to.
It is just expected to hit.
It's expected, I believe, to hit our West Coast, Oregon, Washington area. Maybe on the Canadian border as well. But again, you never know how much of it will be dispersed laterally. In other words, sideways. And it's not just a directed stream coming at us, you see.
Okay. I thought maybe it would get caught in a current or something and be on its way here or somewhere.
Well, it is on its way, according to the aerial reconnaissance. It can be seen.
I see.
Where it is right now and whether it's becoming more, you know, more spread out, I don't really know, see. But I will tell you this, you know, it may clutter up some beaches, but compared to the enormous size of the ocean, it's still, you know, pretty trivial.
And I'm wondering also how much of that is nuclear, that is reactive.
Well, I'll tell you again, there isn't enough, when you say nuclear reactive, there's not enough there, or will it ever arrive, that you could hardly measure. Mary Lou, I can guarantee you that, because what is known, what was released from that reactor in the vicinity around the reactor and into the ocean nearby, measurements of the ocean nearby have already shown it dissipating and disappearing below measurable levels 10 miles out, 5 miles out.
That was really my question. Yeah. Okay.
But and Mary Lou, again, I want to tell you, do you realize the sum total of radiation even with beyond a few miles from that plant, the sum total of radiation right there in Japan, let alone over here, is less than what you get sleeping with your spouse or yourself. Do you know that you're radioactive? You know, radioactive is radioactive is radioactive. There's nothing unique about the radioactivity from a nuclear plant when it's released and hits your body or the cells.
I heard you talk about that at another program earlier, and I really appreciate that information because that was really a concern, and you clarified it very nicely for me.
You want to know something else absurd? There were people and reporters. I had to really laugh at a reporter in Tokyo, and they were detecting minute little quantities of radioactivity that could have arrived in the wind in a particle or so. And the guy was sitting there eating nuts, snack from a bag of assorted nuts. And you know, it occurred to me, he probably just ate a Brazil nut. One Brazil nut has 1,000 times more radioactivity in it than what he was describing was detected. Brazil nuts have about 1,000 times more radium, natural radium from the earth, accumulated in Brazil nuts than other foods. And radium disintegrates into radon gas, into plutonium, and gives you an alpha particle in the lungs, all these things you get. Hundreds of times more radioactivity in the nut that he's eating than the speck of radiation they're looking at.
Well, you know, that's why we turn to you, because these are the things that are at your fingertips, and we are not all trained scientists, so...
Well, they're there to read. You can easily find it on the internet and books, what have you. And I'm not telling you there are no dangers in the world. I'm just putting it in perspective, because when you get the hysteria nuts of the kind you have in the Santa Cruz region, the anti-nuclear fanatics, they make such suckers out of themselves. They don't even know that they forced the world to build coal-burning plants because they hate nuclear plants. And they're getting 10,000 times the uranium and thorium in the air they're breathing from the coal plants and then the sum total of all the nuclear plants, you know. And easily proven, everyone knows it, no scientist will dismiss it. You just let the hysterics go on waving their arms and stroking their beards, okay.
I think coal is finally getting a bad rap, though. I think your educational effort is paying off.
Well, but what choice do we have, though, Mary? You want to shut the country down? If you stop the coal plants in this country, you shut the entire economy down, and 50 million working families are broke and destitute and bankrupt. That's because, listen, we were forced into using coal the last 30 years because the nuclear nuts wouldn't allow any improvement in nuclear plants, which supply us 20% of our energy. And therefore, we're forced into coal. And there is no solution to the filth and radioactivity coming from coal plants. So thank the Sierra Club. Thank your environmental saviors locally around who give you the rant and raise routine. That's what they did to you. Okay.
An abundance of natural gas, can that be, can some of those coal
plants? Well, sure it can. That's what I've been telling the country. That's what they're finally listening to. Go to my webpage, drbill.us, drbill.us. Right there is a letter to the president for the last 3 years that says where our salvation is, okay?
No, my wallet.
Hey, let's see. Who's next up?
Hello?
Here? Ashton in Santa Cruz.
Yes.
You're on KSCO, Ashton.
Wonderful. I'm calling just because I have a health question.
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, but maybe I'll tell you where to find an answer. What is it?
Am I not on the right show? I was trying to call. I'm with Bill Walkner, aren't I?
No, this is Bill Wattenberg on KSCO.
You know what? I'm sorry, Doctor or Bill. I have the wrong number. I was trying to get the Dr. Wallach show.
Oh, were you? Okay. Well, that's okay. They'll switch you over there, PDQ, right now, and I'll.
Oh my gosh.
I'll do some. Oh, you have such a lovely voice. I was hoping I could talk to you, though.
Oh well, thank you so much.
You don't sound like you have a health problem.
I do. I suffer from PCOS, so I had a few questions to.
Oh. Well, I guess you will have to go to them for that. But hey,
yes.
Hey, keep that cheery voice you have, and
all will be
well for you. All right, take
care. Great, thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, have a good day. All right, folks, your number into the switchboard: 831-479-1080. And lines open all over the place here for you. Come on, whatever your question, comment happens to be, that's what we call talk radio. It's your talk radio. Your chance to talk to millions out there. And they're out there listening to you from Silicon Valley down the entire Monterey Bay Area, Central Coast, San Joaquin, and around the country on the internet. It's just exploded. People listening on the stream. I'll be right back.
I'm a very bad man. I don't even need to leave my computer, but I could steal your retirement, the equity in your home, even the money in your bank accounts.
Fighting identity theft on your own is nearly impossible. At LifeLock, we offer the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Try LifeLock service risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, cancel within 60 days.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. With Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better.
We're all concerned about our own and the health of others close to us. And when all is not well, let the staff at Horse Center Pharmacy come to the rescue. Hello, I'm Mark Wilson, pharmacist at Horse Center Pharmacy. We are part of a network of local, independently owned Health Mart pharmacies. As many can attest, you can depend on Horse Center's for its pharmacy expertise and personal service. Also, for those without prescription coverage, you'll be pleasantly surprised at our low prices.
Hi, Rosie Chalmers here. I have been a customer of Horsnider's Pharmacy for almost 20 years. Fabulous service, always a smile. They know who you are. It's the best in personal service. I highly recommend Horsnider's Pharmacy.
Swing by, take a look. Better yet, bring or transfer your prescriptions to Horsnider Pharmacy, the locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy that cares for you and about you. 1226A Soquel Avenue, Santa Cruz. Call 423-2315 or horsnider.com.
RadioDaveStuff.com. Hello, Dave Allen here. You've heard about VitaminGoddess.com. You've heard about FlowerPowerDrink.com. You've heard about the delicious benefits of dark chocolate. Well, let me tell you, you can find them all in one stop. RadioDaveStuff.com. That's right, there's also free things there. Free music, free things to motivate your soul. RadioDaveStuff.com. Enjoy.
CarmelRon.com, CarmelRon.com. My name is Ron Cabot. I'm a certified public accountant in Carmel, and I've been an independent voter since 1980. I'd like to voice your concerns in Congress and run for the House of Representatives. Please visit my website, CarmelRon.com, CarmelRon.com. This ad was paid for by Ron Cabot, CPA.
Okay, we're back to you on KSCO Presents 1080 AM, the powerhouse AM station at 1080, I was going to say. I'm Bill Wattenberg, your host here until 2 p.m. No better time than right now. Lines wide open for you again at 831-479-1080. And where are all those folks in Silicon Valley, San Jose, South Bay, Central Coast? Mob me with emails and questions, and it's great. We'll come on in the air here and ask some of them. And by the way, you're talking about the voice of this station and the power of a public talk radio show. I've gotten 8 different emails about this guy, Dale Ruff. Yeah, the way he talks, that's what it sounds like. interesting commentary about he hates Limbaugh and wants to deny him his freedom of speech, and he's got 1,200 cohorts to sign up and do the same thing and expressing their indignation. But you ought to see what some people suggest this guy likes and what he defends. Oh, boy. Okay, Mary Lou in Scotts Valley. Have you been with us before, Mary Lou? Let me get you up here.
And not to this show, no.
All right. Well, it was a different Mary Lou that we started with.
Yes, it was. You had two in a row.
I did. You scared me there, man. Okay. All right. What's on?
Oh, I wanted to make a comment about people who are apologizing all over the place for something that they truly feel. Isn't it better to know what they're thinking? I mean, I don't understand why an apology helps anything. I have an older brother that used to say to me, you know, it's worth it to know it. And isn't it worth it to know how people really feel?
Sure, sure. I think you're much better off to, even those you don't like, you're much better
exactly.
off to understand what they say and what they think and what they feel. Then
exactly.
you can deal with it, you know?
And all the apologies, an apology is if you step on someone's foot in line at the supermarket or something. But I don't think apologizing for how you truly feel about something, would that change the way you feel if you apologize? Absolutely not.
But you know, when you just said step on somebody's foot in the supermarket, I just had this flashback of an event that cost me $800 and almost a weekend in jail. Many years ago, I was in a food store, I won't say where it was, in a little town, and I had my 3-year-old daughter with me. And the guy right behind me, anxious as the dickens with a bottle of beer in each hand, screamed and put a bottle down, slapped my daughter. Slapped her right alongside the face because she innocently had stepped on his foot in his sandals. And, you know, I just instinctively let this guy have it, and he went right into the bread aisle, and it went down, and it looked like somebody had bombed the supermarket, and the cops got us both. And at any rate, bottom line is I had to go before the Justice of Peace and explain for breaking his nose.
And you were the guilty one?
Yeah, I was the guilty one.
Well, I guess there's no crime in being rude.
Well, I was doing okay with the judge, Mary Lou, until I shot my mouth off. And he originally said, you're going to be fined $200. And I shot my mouth off and said, well, gee, for another $200, can I have him again? And then he made it $800, see? So, oh, boy.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I really think I'm going to have bumper stickers made up that says, it's worth it to know it.
I like that. You're the great bumper sticker person. You're the one that invented far out, right?
I can't take credit for that.
Well, you're printing them up anyway, aren't you?
Oh, listen, wouldn't that be great?
Hey, you know, there's another guy that challenged you in slogans here a couple weeks ago. He has green meanies. progressive weenies and gone too far, F-A-R-R.
Oh, you
I'll
know
bet he's
going
to be popular, too, huh?
Hey, listen, I'd even put one of those on my car.
All righty. Well, remember that. Remember that. I have to give him credit. Green meanies, progressive weenies, gone too far, F-A-R-R.
Well, I couldn't agree more with all of that. And thank you for your show, because you really are a light in a black tunnel.
Oh, look out, though. Hey, old, this guy Dale ruff, 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 is going to go after me with a petition, I'll bet now, huh?
Oh, petition. Let him petition. Anyway, good for you, Dr. Bill. We appreciate your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for calling KSCO.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And Frank in Watsonville, you're on KSCO 1080.
Hey, Dr. Bill, how are you doing?
Well, so far, what's on your mind?
I was taking a supplement, and I was to find out that it has 0.5 micrograms of lead in it per serving. Is that normal? Is that, they're telling me that's okay? And
yeah, I've forgotten the recommended maximum dosage levels, but I believe it's below a microgram per day kind of thing. So you might check that up. It's very easy to go online and look up the recommended maximum dosages of certain, you know, elements and chemicals and so forth. I'm not certain, though. Lead is a bad one. I don't like it. I campaigned for a long time, get it out of the environment where we could, you know, and that goes way back to the days of banning leaded gasoline. And, boy, you talk about a battle, because I grew up with the good old boys that used to say that if the gasoline isn't red, it's dead, you know. Well, they didn't realize that's the tetraethyl lead that was put in the gasoline. And they didn't realize it was put there because it was the cheapest, dumbest stuff you could put in gasoline to up the octane a little bit. Okay? But it did account for a lot of lead in the atmosphere, which is known to have a very bad effect on the nervous system of people and children in particular, you know.
Does lead ever leave your system, or does it just stay in you all the time?
You know, that again, I don't know. I believe the problem is that in certain compounded forms, it stays in your system some period of time to do its damage. So,
well, thank you very much for the information.
Hey, well, just check it. It's easy to do.
Okay.
Go online, Google, Yahoo, Bing, what have you, and look up the, first of all, just lead, okay? Or lead dosage, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you take care. And Robert in Watsonville, you're on KSCO.
You wouldn't enjoy your show, Doctor.
Hey, well, thank you.
40 years ago when I was dating my wife, I used to watch the coal plants in Ohio along the Ohio River blow this black smoke over to my wife's house and just cover their houses with this coal dust.
Yeah, they still do.
But now let me tell you something. In the last 10 years, when we were taking care of Mom and visiting her over there, watched the First Energy, and you can Google it, build this coal plant in Stratton, Ohio. And it's the largest air quality retrofit plant in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone to almost zero emissions.
No, not zero
it's
emissions. Look, let me correct you. I know it very well. They've gone to zero visible emissions, and they've reduced the soot in the air. But they haven't reduced the really dangerous emissions, such as the radioactive elements going up the smoke stack and the millions of tons of CO2 that everybody claims is causing global warming. They have not reduced that at all.
I didn't call to defend them.
I'm trying to correct you that, yes, the visible black stuff.
Well, if people want to Google it's Stratton, Ohio, First Energy, you'll see what they are doing.
Yes.
And I didn't call to say that they were perfect. What I called to say is, in the meantime, until we can come up with energies that are completely safe and completely free of anything, it is good that we are pushing companies to do even that.
Well,
so
certainly, any improvement. Any improvement is fine, but don't kid yourself. Now, come on, don't kid yourself. that the main dangers of coal plants has been eliminated. I'm telling you, the aesthetic part, the black soot, they've been taking out. Well, then you better understand it if you didn't say it, okay?
What I am saying, because I'm probably as green as they come, when I say green environmentally, what I am saying is that in the meantime, if there are companies out there that are making retrofits and stuff and improving, you know, we have hope. And so the point I was getting around to make
is you don't like nuclear power. Hey, look. You don't like nuclear power plants for sure, right?
I didn't say that. Who said I didn't like nuclear?
Make me delighted with you. Tell me you do realize that there's a future for nuclear power plants.
Where did nuclear come into the discussion?
I just put it in the discussion because you're giving us this glowing report of what you think has been improved in coal plants.
I want to tell you,
Mr. Greeny, they're really making a sucker out of you because the coal plants still put up a typical coal plant 8 to 12 million tons of CO2 a year. 6 to 8 tons per plant of uranium and thorium in the atmosphere that you're breathing, you didn't even realize, okay? Mr. Greeny, none of that's been eliminated. And you and those who've been opposed to everything else have forced that on the world.
Excuse me, sir. I'm not opposed to anything. And I don't take...
Well,
don't
I just ask you, would you approve installing more modern nuclear power plants that produce no pollution?
That's right.
Would you approve it?
Would you improve it?
Would you recommend it?
I would. And the point is that what I'm making is that because of the energy that we put in as people in getting these companies to clean up their act, some of the companies are not completely cleaning up their act, but they are cleaning up their act. And that's nuclear as well. As you know, Charlevoix, Michigan, was the first nuclear plant. Very archaic. They shut her down. Instead of realizing, sir, they've come up with new technology. And when you talk about windmills, which you didn't bring up, you know, they have to deal with what it's doing to birds, you know, and all those kind of things. And so it's always a struggle. And the point I called about, and I'll go back to it again, is that not that Stratton, Ohio is perfect, but somebody put the pressure onto them where they spent millions, if not billions, to make it better. And so I called for the simple reason to say, hooray, we are making a difference. You want to say, oh, no, it's not perfect, therefore nobody's making a difference.
Now you just characterize as a bubbling idiot. You know that? You never heard me say if it's not perfect. You heard me say the relative dangers of coal burning plants in the best possible configuration that you're talking about versus nuclear plants that produce no pollution but have another danger with them that we've been able to see. You've never heard me say, if it isn't perfect, it's not worthwhile. I mean, you're the one blabbing on here about your righteousness, okay? But you are also blessing the biggest pollutant in this world, recognized by everyone, okay? And the main cause, if there is, of a global warming greenhouse gas, plus radiation you didn't know about, obviously. See? So I'll leave you with that. But don't try to put words in my mouth and make yourself look holy. Come on, you make yourself look silly. Diane, Santa Cruz, you're on KSCO, Santa Cruz.
Hey, Dr. Bill. I was listening to your program last night, and you were talking about the Lawrence Livermore project.
Yes.
That they are chipping away at the funding.
They are. Look, some idiots in the Department of Energy, believe it or not, are trying to kill it in a sneaky way.
Yeah, I understand that. And then that got me to thinking about the, and you probably know the bottom line dollar that was allocated, spent, and all the rest.
The what dollar? Wait. The what?
The bottom line dollars that have been spent and allocated towards the nuclear storage facility in Nevada.
Yeah, $20 billion plus thrown away.
What on earth are we supposed to do with these programs that we start down the pathway and then they're given up?
Well, let me give you some examples. In 1 year's time, the Department of Energy threw away $550 million to an outfit called Solyndra. You've read about that, haven't you?
Oh, I was ready to. I drove past them. I was ready to invest in them. But
oh, yeah. Well, that's what suckers they were there. But this country's biggest green energy research project, the holy grail of the whole world, called controlled thermonuclear fusion, is being done at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab, a facility called the National Ignition Facility, the world's biggest lasers, progressively reaching, going towards the objective, spending one-tenth of what they're wasting elsewhere, and then they want to try to kill it because it's overshadowing them for their failures elsewhere. And you want to know the real kicker? China, France, and last week Russia have all announced they're going to copy the NIF facility at Livermore.
How do we as citizens get this information out here, the amount of money that is being wasted, because we go down this path and then we pull it back and then we change our direction? And I mean, this is a lot of money.
Okay, Diane, let me tell you how to help. Take the time to write your U.S. senators. You will probably Senator Dianne Feinstein. She has been one of the main protectors of this project over the years, and she's got another battle on her hands. But I don't think you get any help or even a word out of your Congressman Farr, because this is not this is not a greenie trip. This sounds like sounds like nuclear energy, you see.
But what are we supposed to do with this facility in Nevada?
Well, that one's dead. That's long gone.
We've already built it, haven't we?
It's just like many other things. It's built and closed up, and it'll be collapsing before long. There is no chance it'll ever reopen the Yucca Mountain waste repository facility. In fact, the problem's gone on. But it was held up for 20 years by the greenies, who came up with every excuse. Oh, gee, this stuff will leak through the ground in 10,000 years and it'll end up in Santa Monica, see? And absolutely incredibly stupid. But this is what killed it. And you paid for it. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I really enjoy your programs. And I wish you're on more at night, too.
Diane, if you stay tuned, I'll tell you what. I'll try to put up some appropriate language and commentary for you on my webpage that you can swipe and copy and send on to your representatives and the senators and others, okay?
You bet. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing that I have found out. I looked at state government, I figured out how it worked. Now I'm going on to the federal government, and what I'm finding out is you just don't go to your representative. You go to the people on these committees.
You bet.
And the heads of these committees.
You bet.
And that's what most people don't know.
You're absolutely right.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry, Diane.
No, by the time you wind up going to your legislator and it goes up to the full Senate or the House for a vote, it's already doomed. You know, you got to get it in committee and try and guide it at that point.
Well, and you're absolutely right. Now, your local representative in this region, Congressman Farr, if he dared support anything that had the word nuclear in it, or thermonuclear, or even fusion energy, he wouldn't be invited to the next liberal dinner party. So,
understood.
Yeah, you forget him. But go to the head. You know, interestingly enough, the head of the committee in Congress overseeing this facility happens to be Senator Dianne Feinstein.
I know, and I've got a lot of respect for her.
I do, too. I do. I've known Diane and followed her career from the day she had to take over when Moscone was shot. I was on the radio that afternoon when that happened, and she stepped up to take over the city of San Francisco and kept right on going.
For the most part, a great job. I have one last question,
sure.
And that is, what is your opinion of the guy who's heading the Department of Energy at this point?
I've said it. If you heard me on last night, look, Stephen Chu, know him very well, Nobel Prize winner in a very narrow field of physics. He's one of the most creative and top scientists of the world. Outside of that, he obviously doesn't know as much as ordinary people on the realities of what people need to go to work and our chance of having the energy to keep this economy alive. But he is religiously dedicated to the fact that you are evil if you're driving to work and using a car and using gasoline, diesel, or natural gas. He said it. There's no question about it. Now, of course, they made him go back in Congress and and you know, back and fill a little bit and say, oh, gee, I've done everything to keep the price of gasoline low. No, they have done everything to discourage the development of our resources, which we haven't touched 98% of them. They have done everything to tell you their alternative fuel miracles coming, and they care nothing about bankrupting 40, 50 million low-income, working, struggling people, which they've done.
Yeah.
And I've said it to his face, or in writing many times, many places, hey, Carmel Magazine article, you want a great magazine, go down, get a copy of your Carmel Magazine, Monterey County. I had one in there, and I said in there, this is not only wrong, it's vulgar, it's criminal. There is no alternative.
What's the name of that magazine that you've talked about in the past, Science Magazine, that's either really cheap or free?
Oh, no, it isn't free, but it is the greatest education for you in the world. It's called Science News. Two words. Now, Science is the top scientific journal in the world, along with Nature. A little tough to read all that, but Science News is one that comes out every 2 weeks that summarizes the most significant research in all fields. It's very readable, written for lay people. If you want to be educated, if you want to be knowledgeable, and you want anything for young people, subscribe to Science News. Okay?
Yeah.
Really.
Hey, thanks so much, Dr. Bill. You take care.
Now, there's one other book for you.
I've got it, and I've got his second book.
Physics for Future Presidents
and his subsequent book.
The Instant Physicist.
I love it.
And you learned a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Boy, he's a personal friend of mine, worked with him for years, one of the brightest guys I've ever known. Thanks for calling, Diane.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye. I want to hear from you again now. You're engaged. That's what's really important. I'll be right back. Your number into the KSCO studios, 831-479-1080. Here we go.
Hi, folks. Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing. I thought I'd share a few statistics with you. Do you know how long a frog can hold its breath? It averages around 4 minutes. What's the pH content of soil supposed to be? It's around 6.5. When you look at a bag of fertilizer, it has three numbers on it. What's the first number represent? That would be nitrogen. Do you know how many nails the average roof requires? 7,000. How many gallons of water does it take to wash your clothes in a year? 2,000 gallons. A pound of wood has how many BTUs in it? That would be 8,600. Do you know where Ceres, California is? It's 127 miles from Santa Cruz. What's the percentage of roofing companies in the United States that will be out of business after they've installed a roof? Believe it or not, it's 80%. Here at Knox Roofing, we have information for you you just can't get anywhere else. Okay, give us a call at 461-0634. Thanks, folks.
Hey, folks, are you stressed out lately? Stressed out about your job? Stressed out about your family? Stressed out about your relationships? Well, sorry, I can't help you there. But if you're stressed out about your real estate situation, maybe I can help you. I'm Randy Turnquist, longtime local resident and California realtor. Don't hide your real estate problems and just hope they'll get better by themselves. You need the information and the knowledge to make intelligent decisions and take action. If you'd like a private conversation about your real estate situation, give me a call at 477-3173. If you're stressed out about your real estate situation, I may have a solution for you. Remember, talk is free, and who knows, I may be able to help. So if you'd like a private conversation, give my private phone line a call at 477-3173. Don't hide your real estate problems and just hope they'll get better by themselves. Give me a call at 477-3173.
We're here at the Joneses, where we've secretly replaced the paper forms and stuff they normally use to do their taxes with Free File. Let's see what happens. See, Free File is online, exclusively from the IRS. It's the completely free way for everyone to prepare and e-file federal taxes. And Free File does the hard work for you with brand name tax software or online fillable forms.
You can stop whispering now.
Just
Just visit freefile.irs.gov.
Every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9, it's Good Morning Monterey Bay right here on KSCO. Rosemary Chalmers, Rick O'Shea, Susan Simon, Easton Allen, and KO Sports. And regular features including Rocky Snyder with surf and ski reporting, a fishing report, news on your favorite recipes, Links That Stink with Hellbard, Jeff Gallopo with celebrity gossip and great book reviews, Mark Mozina from the University of California at Santa Cruz talking about astronomy, Donna Jacobs with the latest in news about our veterans, and a whole lot more. It's all right here on Good Morning Monterey Bay from 6 to 9 a.m. every weekday morning. Join us for the next exciting edition of Good Morning Monterey Bay.
Okay, we're back to you on KSCO. 9 minutes to go here at the end of the first hour. Another full hour coming up until 2 p.m. Better load up the switchboard. 831-479-1080. 831, that's the area code, of course, if you're outside the Monterey Bay Area. 479-1080 for the powerhouse AM 1080 station KSCO. And I do mean that. I am amazed that folks all the way up into the Bay Area, as far as Sacramento some days, down in the San Joaquin Valley, whole Central Coast, all of the South Bay of the Big Bay Area, very strong signal, people listening. And I get tons of these emails from them, but you don't call in here. If you want to use talk radio, you want to keep it alive, you better get in and exercise it a little bit. And oh boy, am I getting more emails about this malcontent guy who insists on shutting down the radio station because they didn't fire Rush Limbaugh for his nasty little comments, I guess that's how I would call them. But nonetheless, you can counter them. On the other hand, I remind you again, this guy was offered free airtime, rebuttal, anything he wanted to say in the great tradition of a really good radio station, taking all opinions. And he whines and moans. I have to say again, I do not understand the patience that the owner of this station has, Michael Zwirling. I'm looking through days and days of emails and answers and pleadings and offers to this guy. And I'll tell you, I mean, you can get preoccupied and stuck with these types, but then you wake up one day and you realize it's like dealing with a hemorrhoid, you know? I mean, it can really take your attention away from everything else, but that's about what it's worth, okay? All right, let's see who's next up. Here, I have to read the fine print. Hey, here is someone called Saint in Hollister. Is there a Saint in Hollister?
We already talked, Dr. Bill, and the cows are doing great. We finally got some rain. We're up for this season a little over 5.5 inches.
All right, and how far behind normal are we?
We should be at about 10 to 12 inches.
So it's only 50% of normal rainfall so far, huh?
Yeah. Well, we were a lot worse until about 4 weeks ago.
Well, I have some grazing land way up north in Lassen County, and fortunately the rains hit there a little bit, and stuff's starting to sprout, so I know what it's like. Yeah.
Well, we stay green most of the, to June, usually.
All right. Anyway, Saint, time's short here now. Quickly, I've got Michael's Whirling coming up.
I wanted to thank you for your commercial for Science Magazine, but you should have put in another one for Scientific American.
Scientific American's newsstand, you can get it there, but it's true. It's worth subscribing to. They are both good. I will tell you, you'll find a higher degree of, let's say, political persuasion in Scientific American at times than you will in Science News. So
that's true, and sometimes I don't like it. Most of the time I do.
Well, they do an excellent job in their graphics and their explanation of things.
Oh, many yes, occasions. They do.
Okay, hey, well, thanks for calling there, Saint. Michael Zwirling, tell me what you think I've been saying here.
Hey, enjoying the program. Listen, I in all fairness to Dale Ruff,
He never said nor gave me the impression that he wants to shut down KSCO or anything.
I used the wrong words. I meant he wanted Rush Limbaugh off the station. Yes.
It definitely wants that, and so do a lot of his people, like-minded people, and they really haven't stopped to think about where it stops. If they're not just happy, not listening or not being forced to listen to something they don't that repulses them, that they don't like, they want to deprive other people who want to listen to that from doing so. That's the rub here. That's the thing that I have a problem with. I don't think Dale's a bad guy at all.
No, I never suggested that, but I do know where he's coming. I mean, I recognize where he's coming from, Michael.
I don't want people to get the wrong idea that I think that or that the station feels that way. He's simply put forth a petition to try to get to consider doing something that he would like us to do.
That's
and
right.
He's never made any kinds of threats about if we don't do it, then he's going to boycott our advertisers or try to harm us. Although some of the people who have signed the petition have said that,
Hey, Michael, no, in just a second, though, reviewing all your communications here, I think he alludes to encouraging advertisers to boycott your station. He brags about those who boycotted Limbaugh. I think he really does subscribe to that approach in punishing.
Maybe I need to reread that. And by the way, everybody can read this because I gotta give Dale credit. When I wrote him an email, he responded, He responded in full, and we've been going back and forth. And I have to say, I respect his point of view, and I would like him to respect my point of view, but I don't think he does. I think this is a fascinating email thread that I've asked Jonty, our webmaster, to publish in full on KSCO.com, and it's there. If you go to KSCO.com, you can't miss it. It's right on the home page. It's fascinating reading.
Oh, I think it is, too. That's why I brought up the subject.
Yeah.
And was delighted that you'd put this out there for people to evaluate on their own. That's the essence of free speech, you know?
Yeah, and I understand that he had put the, his email to me on his Facebook page, but none of my responses.
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
I want everybody to see both sides of the story here, and I would encourage that, both on the air, on the talk radio station, and if people are uncomfortable being on the air for whatever reason, they're nervous about microphones or whatever, fine. You know, I want to encourage everybody to go to KSCO.com right now and read the email thread. Currently, you got to read it from bottom up, you know, for the chronology. I'm going to try to get our webmaster to figure out a way to flip it so that you could read it from the top on down and then add your own comments and jump into the fray if you want to.
No, that would be I would like to see that. I'd like to see other folks jump in there, not the ones that are they have a predisposition to signing a petition. Let's see those who didn't sign the petition.
And maybe we should start our own petition about people saying, appealing to the people who have signed this petition and saying, hey, think about what you're saying here.
Yeah.
Think about what you're saying. What's next? If we do pull Rush off of KSCO because we bowed to pressure from people who want to silence people with whom they disagree.
Yep.
What next?
Yep. Hey, we have 30 seconds, Michael. I have 30 seconds on your stay. But, Russ, yeah. I mean, Michael, I thought I was your petition here today, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you have a good trip wherever you're going. I'm delighted you called in to make it much more clear to folks than I was here. But, yes, you're absolutely right. He didn't threaten to shut the station down.
No, not at all. But some of the people have.
I know. But I hope they just go read the facts and both sides. That should take care of it all.
Sure.
Thanks for calling. I'll put another hour here on your station. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'll be back for another full hour here on KSCO. By all means, go to the KSCO.com website and read that. This is KSCO 1080 in Santa Cruz.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The health care overhaul, was it constitutional? Does it have taxes in it? 3 days of hearings began today at the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's go live now to CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. Barry.
The justices seemed undeterred by claims that they should stay out of the health care controversy right now. A 19th century law says courts can't make judgments on tax laws before they take effect. One lawyer claimed the penalty for not buying health insurance is a tax, and that if the justices make an exception for it, courts won't be able to deal with a flood of new challenges. Justice Antonin Scalia, among others, rejected that.
There will be no parade of horribles because all federal courts are intelligent.
Next up, the big battle over the constitutionality of the insurance mandate. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
New research shows clear evidence that stomach reduction surgery can reverse, maybe even cure, type 2 diabetes caused by obesity.
In the majority of patients happens within weeks. A couple of weeks from surgery, many patients were already off medications, and in some other patients it may take longer.
Dr. Francesco Rubino at Weill Cornell Medical Center says some people were able to stop taking insulin 3 days after the operation. You gotta love a study that says chocolate helps keep you thin.
The lead author of this study at the University of California, San Diego, says,
I do joke that chocolate is my favorite vegetable.
But Dr. Beatrice Galam tells CBS News it's not really a joke. Chocolate comes from a plant, and despite usually being rich in sugar and fat, people who eat it more frequently in reasonable amounts are thinner, measured by body mass index. And
they didn't exercise more, they didn't eat more fruits and vegetables, they didn't eat fewer calories.
1,000 people in her study in the archives of internal medicine. She finds what's good in chocolate outweighs what's bad. Dan Revive, CBS News.
A group using a Boy Scout camp near Hardy, Arkansas, lost a little boy. He's 4 years old, was trying to catch up with some big kids who ran to a campsite, and they think he may have fallen in the river.
So I've had the tracking dogs from the Jonesboro Sheriff's Office. I've got some more dogs coming in today, and they have not picked up his trail.
Fulton County Sheriff Buck Foley has more than 150 people looking for Caleb Lynn. He disappeared Saturday morning. The Pope in Cuba. For a three-day visit, he landed on the east end of the island. President Raul Castro was on hand at the airport in Santiago to meet the pontiff for public mass in Revolutionary Square coming up soon. Five bodies were found at the Costa Concordia last Thursday. Four have now been recovered off the Italian coast. There are still two people missing in that capsized cruise ship. On Wall Street, the Dow up 161 points today. The Nasdaq gained about 54. Oil prices, $107 a barrel. New York Jets quarterback Tim Tebow met the media in New York today and said what you'd fully expect.
Such an honor for me to be here, and I'm so excited about being a Jet.
And he can't wait to meet his teammates. He's looking forward to the season, and he has a great relationship with Mark Sanchez. This is CBS News.
The following KSCO commentary is an encore presentation. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Last week I received an urgent letter for funds to support Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Arizona. It appears that the powers that be do not like the fact that Arpaio is being too successful in his job. Arpaio is being punished for being tough on crime. He continues to fight to stop illegal immigration, and he forces prisoners to wear pink jumpsuits, and he cracks down on the criminal wave coming across our southern border with Mexico. According to the Wall Street Journal, since February 2007, Sheriff Arpaio has arrested about 30,000 illegal immigrants, and the administration is now attempting to curb the powers of this true American. Now Obama wants to discredit Arpaio and silence him and remove him from his job. Why, you might wonder, would our leader, who promised change, honesty, and transparency, want to discard the sheriff who's doing such a good job for our country? Well, here's the simple answer. Liberals led by the ACLU have filed 2,700 lawsuits against Sheriff Joe, accusing him of illegally profiling Latinos. But they are indeed illegal, and they are Latinos from Mexico, and that is not profiling. Also, President Obama has been doing a dismal job as president, and he knows that if he has any chance of remaining in office for more than one term, clearly he must do everything in his power to convince the country to give amnesty to the illegal immigrants who are here. If that happens, of course those new Americans will keep him in office for 2 terms. Along with amnesty, the following will happen. The illegals will expect welfare benefits, free health care, free hospitalization for childbirths, and free schooling in Spanish. And who will pay for those perks? You and me. Most Americans do not get these taxpayer-funded handouts. Why should those who come here illegally get them? The left likes to think there are 11 million illegals here. That was the estimate 8 years ago. The amount could now be closer to 29 million. To make this wonderful, tough, honest American Sheriff Joe Arpaio the fall guy for Obama's agenda, I say it stinks. Sheriff